This is the English recording of The Wind and the Sun. One fine, clear day, the sun was out and shining as usual when her longtime friend, the wind, swept by. When the wind saw the sun, he stopped. "How are you, son? It's been a while," he bellowed out to his old friend. The sun responded happily, having not seen the wind in ages. Just then, the wind saw a young cloaked traveler ambling along below. This gave him an amusing idea for a challenge. "Son, my friend, how about a contest to see which one of us is the most powerful?" he prodded cudgelingly. "Sure, what kind of contest?" the sun replied without thinking. The wind gestured down at the traveler and said, "It'll be easy. We'll try any way we can to get the young man's cloak to come off. Whichever one of us is able to do it will be the winner, and thus the strongest." The sun nodded in response. When the wind saw that his friend had accepted the challenge, he swooped down toward the traveler, shouting behind him, "I'll go first!" The wind gathered up all of his strength into a small storm so as to sweep the cloak up and off the traveler. But the young man was not shaken. On the contrary, this caused him to gather his cloak even tighter around him. When the wind saw this, he forced himself to become even stronger, until the traveler was barely able to compel his feet forward against its resistance. "Why is the wind so strong today?" he complained dejectedly, and pulled his cloak tighter still around him. So the wind summoned his strength once more, and blew so hard that the traveler staggered and nearly fell. "That's enough, wind. Let me give it a try," said the sun. The wind's strength was almost completely exhausted, so he allowed the sun to have his turn. Suddenly, the weather cleared and the storm disappeared. The young traveler continued to walk until he neared a row of trees. Then the sun began to carry out her plan, slowly emerging and shining a bit brighter. Then a bit brighter still, until the air became hot and stifling. Warmth gave way to sweltering heat, making the traveler too hot to continue walking. When he reached the serene line of trees, he decided to sit and rest. He then removed his cloak and set it beside him, thus cinching the sun's victory. The wind was pleased with what the sun had done. "Someday we'll meet again, son, my friend." The two of them smiled and bade each other a cheerful farewell.